This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. When you hear that music, it's time for consumer health news. And this morning we have some news of interest to anybody having children. This development is affecting the very structure of society. Fewer boys are being born in America. NPR's Richard Knox spoke to scientists who want to find out why.
Nature arranges for more boys to be born than girls. That's not news. It's probably because males have higher death rates at every stage of life.
We've known for a long time that all populations have experienced this for, well, as far back as we've measured it, some of the first measurements were made in the 17th century.
T.J. Matthews is with the National Center for Health Statistics. He and his colleague Brady Hamilton studied birth records stretching all the way back to 1942. He says since then almost 6 million more boys were born than girls. But something curious has been happening to the sex ratio.
The number of male babies who are born in the United States has dropped over the 60-year period compared to the number of female babies.
In 1942, there were 1,055 boys for every 1,000 girls. By 2002, there were 1,048 boys for every 1,000 girls.
It's not a lot if your total population is 1,000, but if your population is hundreds of millions, then yes, it does have ramifications because 1-year-olds eventually become 5-year-olds and go to kindergarten. Kindergarteners go to high school, participate in sports that might be different for young women and young men. They go to universities, they get jobs.
And many of them get married if they can find suitable partners. But what happens when males get scarcer? Matthews calculates there are 850,000 fewer males than there would have been if the sex ratio had stayed at its high point in 1946. That's about 15% less. A 15% drop in marriageable males can feel like more, because men are scarcer in some cities than others, and the impact gets focused on the courtship years. Researcher Stephen Orzak.
So, you know, the standard complaints that I guess you hear, you know, about there being no available men of any quality would be magnified in a significant way.
Nobody really knows what's causing the drop in baby boys. There's probably not one reason. But there's no shortage of theories. One is environmental. Some think chemicals that disrupt hormones could be working against boys, but that's controversial. Stephen Orzak is a population scientist. He says it might have something to do with single parenthood.
Women who are living with their partners at the time of conception of a kid tend to have more males. So conversely, women who are not living with their partners tend to have more females.
So maybe it's no accident single mothers have become more common at the same time male babies got scarcer. Dr. James Zuckerman of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston has an idea why single parenthood would result in fewer boys. He thinks it's a kind of bet nature makes to maximize survival of the species.
Males are larger. There's about a 10% greater caloric expenditure or caloric need by the mother who's pregnant with a male fetus as compared to a female. Males grow more rapidly. There is more energy required to raise a male.
So if a woman doesn't have a reliable man to share the burden, something in her body tips the balance toward a girl baby until circumstances are better, maybe during that woman's childbearing years or her daughter's. If that's a factor, and if current social trends continue, boys may get even scarcer. That has implications for everyone, including toy makers, wedding planners, and Social Security actuaries, because women, as we all know, live longer. Richard Knox, NPR News.